gonna play with Dougie? When 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 gonna play with Dougie?
Change up the intro music a little bit.
I like it. It had a nice little jam to it.
Yeah, that's me and Peter Leonard with Up All Night to Get Lucky version.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
I loved it.
I mean, it didn't get me moving like the other one quite. But,
oh, really? Yeah, it's nice, catchy, you're saying?
Yeah, but it was good. It was a good change on things.
Jen Hellman's here.
Hi, everybody. Eating my beans and rice.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. It's rainy. It's soggy in Florida. At least you have something to do now that everybody's somewhat. Florida's kind of opened. But if you're still home, at least you could get some wood and make your own ark. I like the rain in a sense because I have a pool that leaks, so I don't have to worry about filling up the pool.
Are you a binge watcher? Or do you do things in the house when it's raining? Or are you I get on the couch and can't?
Once I sit, I sit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If not, if I'm going to keep busy, I got to keep going. I got to do something. And once I sit, I got to sit.
See, that's weird. See, as soon as it starts raining, I like the AC. I drop it down to 67,
mm-hmm.
and get on the couch and pretend it's a snowy day.
Yeah. Well, it's like this. It's hard to move anywhere. You know, as I say, this is baby making weather. You know, and weather's like this, you just stay home and, you know.
I'm not trying to make any babies.
No?
I'm just having fun practicing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just doing some trial runs. Anyway, welcome. And I said Jen Hellman's here, right?
Yeah, you all did. Right. I'm here.
Well, I'm just all goofed up. Like, I don't know if I've ever announced this, but I moved my broker dealer. I'm in a big transition.
Mm-hmm.
And, which, you know, I had to deal with technology last week. You know, I had my Outlook, all my client management stuff I had corrupted. So it took me 2 days of just reestablishing stuff.
I always find that whenever I get really motivated. Like sometimes it's usually a Monday and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill it this week at work.
Right.
And that's always when the first thing that happens is I sit down at my computer and then it's time for software updates and it takes an hour.
Yeah.
Everything decides to take a shit with my technology when I get very motivated.
Yeah. Well, it worked out well because I'm mad because some licensing, I'm waiting for, you know, things to move over so I can go back to work, kind of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's delayed. The main one's delayed. So I'm like, instead of getting mad, I said, well, you know what? I just got to spend the time to put this all back together.
Right. If we learned anything over the past 8 weeks is that we're not in fucking control of everything.
Yeah. Any minute that carpet mm-hmm. could just be pulled from your feet.
That's right.
So that's been going on. So I go to work.
Gross.
What's up, Ken? Dave Sandman. What's up, everybody? Peter Kramer, are you glad I tagged you, buddy? I tagged him.
Oh, that's Kramer. Awesome. He is so he a super miss it. Fan.
Yeah.
He's practically on the show.
So it's sad. You know, we have a new game today, by the way, did I tell you?
Does it involve a vocabulary word?
No, we don't have a word of the day because I don't want to keep coming up with words of the day.
Oh, my God, there's so many words that I don't know, really?
All right, well, I'll get back on it. In the meantime, I have a new game. It's called Who's Worse?
Oh, I love this. Okay.
All right, so I got a couple people in this one. And you guys, I'll be sharing that with everybody. But who's worse? You could chime in on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Chris Rowe, what's up? Chris Topher.
Chris Topher.
When you heard Chris Topher's first time you heard that name, did you think that was his real last name? Or did you realize it was...
No, I was able to put it together pretty quickly.
Well, you're smart. You know. Perry and I joke around. I just thought that was his last name.
I still don't know his last name.
I mean, I would have known if his name was Ben Dover. You know what I mean? You know, Ben Dover.
Right, or Brock Lee.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. So going through all this shit. So all this crap's going on. So one of the people who's worse, I was thinking about this particular person. It was really getting me down, and I was really down. So here I am. I'm going to go to work, get things off my mind. I walk up to my office as I'm walking up to the front, and it's like a corporate one level corporate buildings. We own the building, so you walk in. It's like a kind of like a little apartment house. You know, but it's all in a, you know what I mean,
an executive suite.
Thank you. But we have our own entrance and everything.
Right.
So as I'm walking up there, I notice one little duckling.
One little guy?
One little guy. Like, the other day, last week, I noticed there was a bunch of them. Like, sometimes you see a couple ducks with a few ducklings.
Uh-huh.
There's like eight,
like,
six.
Well, they're usually with their mama. Right. They follow behind.
Yeah, they're following around.
Yeah.
So this one little duckling by himself, I thought, oh my God, this has got to be from that pack. But, like, what, did he do something wrong?
Did they kick him out?
Yeah, did he like...
Maybe she tried to drown him.
Yeah. Oh.
Too soon? Too soon?
Now I'm all upset again. I really wish
so
I could
watch. Was she with a... was he part of a pack or was he just a lonely duckling?
He was by himself. That's what I'm saying.
Was he ugly? Because, you know, the story...
I wouldn't bang him. Yeah, I heard the ugly duckling, but he was cute. You know, he was adorable. Yeah. I saw him by himself because it automatically, I remembered, well, where's the other eight or nine
ducklings?
Yeah. And the mother duck, no duck around. So I went to walk over, and of course, he scurried. You know, he didn't want me to step on him. So he, you know, and he went into the bush area. I'm like, all right. Then he came back out. I went in there, went to my office, put on my computer, and my office manager, hey, you know, there's a little duck out there, you know. And so I come back out, and there he's sitting in front of the other, right in front of the other door, basically, of the next office.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there by himself. In the middle, I'm like, what the hell? How could this duck, like, what did he do? Like, did he just get lost? Did he, like, fall behind?
Maybe he got kicked out of the family.
What's a duck? What can a duck do at a duck age? Like a duckling age? What can a duck, I mean, you know, okay, I understand.
What can a duck do? What can a duck possibly do wrong?
What can he do wrong? Is he, like not keeping up? Is that, like, a pain in, like, you know, because it seems some people don't like their kids not to be all with it.
Right. Maybe he was nonverbal autistic.
Yeah. And a problem. Why is everybody...
Why do people message us while we're on the show?
I know. It's like, enough.
Yeah, Brett Morris. I'm assuming Dougie. I'm assuming I'm the eye candy, not Dougie.
Yeah, Brett's been hitting on me lately. So. I never know.
I'm having one of my spells, so I might have to take my shirt off.
I mean, if it's a big duck... You can understand if he poops all over the place. Hey, what's up with you, duck? But it's a little duckling. What could he do? He couldn't do wrong.
Nothing. He got separated or the rest of his family got killed.
See that? And now
or he was ugly.
No, that's a fable. Something happened. Either, like you said, either he's the sole survivor of all those ducks.
Maybe he just got lost. Maybe he wasn't. That was me as a kid.
Yeah.
Remember when you would get lost in the grocery store? All the time, yeah. Because I'm a wanderer.
Yeah.
I'm a wanderer, and I think also part of my I think maybe my parents didn't mind if I got lost for a little while they were grocery shopping. Maybe it was a ploy so that they could shop in peace. They would just let me get lost. And then when they're done shopping, they just wait for them to get on the phone and be like, excuse me, shoppers, we have a young girl looking for her parents.
Yeah.
You can't do that for a duck. It's not like you can... go outside and be and call for the duck's parents.
No, but you know what I was hoping?
What would that sound like now?
It'd be quack, 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 danger. Quack, quack, quack. So here's the little duckling sitting by himself. I'm thinking, what's going on? So what do? I take a walk kind of around the building to see if I can see the other ducks.
I can't believe you give this much shit about a duck that got separated from his
family. I am not an animal.
He wasn't hurting. He wasn't like...
He was by himself. And then I'm thinking at this point. So then I walk the other way. Now I'm starting to break a sweat. I'm like, all right, that's enough for this duck. I can't go back into my office and be schwitzing, you know, and then trying to do paperwork when I got sweat dripping off my forehead. Oh God.
So that's it. That's the story. Of the duck.
I'm just saying. What else I gonna do? So
there's no like climax. Denouement.
Well, I was kind of hoping. Like I have a window outside my front office. I was hoping I'd see the other ducklings walking and all together all of a sudden, and he'd look at me. I'm like, I'm all right, dude. But you know, I didn't see it. So I didn't see the duckling anymore. I didn't see any of the other ducks. And I asked my office manager, and I go, "What do you think happened?" She goes, "Oh, I'm sure the duck found him." I'm like,
it's not
like
a movie. It's real life. It's real life where ducks get separated from their family and women throw their babies into canals and police officers kill black people for nonviolent crimes. It's a real world that we live
yes.
in.
Yes. The bad shit's happening. And I said this last week on our podcast, by the way, that don't be surprised if bad shit happens near you, around you. It's getting worse. Expect the unexpected. Times are crazy. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that, especially with our new game today. Who's worse?
Who's worse? Let's play it. I want to play it. I love
play it. Right
away? Yeah, because I like that kind of stuff. All I do. Right. I like to talk shit about people where, like, but they can't hurt me.
All right. So you want to, I was going to talk about unemployment and shit, too.
Well, if we get this done fast, then we can cover it all.
All right. All right. Who's worse? Okay. First of all, we have Amy Cooper.
Okay.
Does that name sound familiar?
I believe. I think this
Amy
is
Cooper
the,
was in Central Park,
Central
I believe.
Central Park, yes, with her dog.
Well, a dog.
A dog.
And it wasn't on its leash.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, as a dog owner, and I even had this conversation with my wife recently, because sometimes she'll walk out and let the dog out. I go, all right, so here's the problem. If that happens and some person's dog is out and he goes running over there and the pit bull rips his neck off.
That is your fault.
That's my fault. So I don't want to have fault. I want to be responsible. So you have to have a leash.
And vice versa. If your dog bites their dog, I don't think that's covered under your homeowner's insurance.
No.
I don't know. Pete Steiner's listening from AC Insurance. He can tell us that.
Well, let's see. You want to hear her inner exchange?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Oh, now, now see, here's the thing. You know, first of all, she looks like a wacko. Like, look at
totally.
Her.
Totally.
Now, do you think she's taking some sort of medication?
I like the pause shot that you have. Right now, it looks like her dog is about to take in some peanut butter.
Now, if you watch this video, she chokes the shit out of the dog. She's holding the dog by his collar and holding him up.
He was removed from the home. The dog was removed from the home.
Yeah, yeah.
Since this ran.
And don't give any more of the story. We got a story we want to talk about.
Okay. Because,
you know, sometimes karma is a bitch.
Right. Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Yeah, we're going to talk about who's worse.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I love it. She has a mask on out in the park.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Dummy. Oh, she took it off to get on the phone. And the poor dog. Look at the dog. He's dying.
The
he's
dog like is literally being hung.
He's like twisting and...
I'm sorry, I'm in a ramble, and there's a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog.
I didn't hear him say a thing to the dog.
Man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
She's literally killing the dog.
Like, the dog is like...
The dog, like, for anybody who's not seen the video, she's literally taking the breath out of out of the dog's lungs.
She's trying so bad to make sense in this 911 call, right?
That
this African-American man has threatened her, which...
All the dog wants to do is play with this African-American man.
Yeah, he's like, the guy looks cool. You look like a nut.
He's begging the African-American man to please take him with him.
Don't let me go with this crazy bitch.
He's begging. I mean, I can hear through the breath, the loss of breath, the dog is like, help.
While this exchange is going on, the dog is going, oh, no, this is out of all the people that picked me out of the pound.
Right. I just want to go home with this African-American man. But you know what I didn't get in the story? Why was he recording her?
Because what happened before this, he said to her, ma'am, would you mind putting your dog on a leash?
Okay, that's
and
how that...
And then she said, what? And then, you know, he's a bird watcher. He's an avid bird watcher. Now, I don't know if that comes with a license.
So he's a gay black man, but okay, go ahead.
Who knows? But he's, and he's in a park. He's supposed to be there.
Okay. And she didn't have her dog on a leash, and he wanted her to put the dog... Boy, did she put it on a leash. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh my God, she's so fucking nuts. I can't handle it.
What did she say? I'm being threatened by a man who named Rambo? and she's choking the fucking dog. The only one who's being attacked is the dog.
The dog is dying. It's clear. I think the dog, like in the, when you pause it, it looks like the dog has officially blacked out from being strangled.
A nice Cocker Spaniel.
Right.
I think it's a Cocker Spaniel.
The hysteria in her voice.
And she doesn't even realize... What a fucking loon she is.
If I were him, I would get on the phone and be like, I'm in Central Park and I'm being completely attacked by this crazy white woman.
I don't know.
Thank you.
She finally put the leash on him.
Wait.
She finally put the leash on him. That was it.
Wasn't the leash... Oh, so the reason why she was hanging the dog the entire time is because the leash... She was holding him from its collar.
Right. Yeah, so instead of putting the leash on the dog, dealing with what she's supposed to do, and if she whatever she wanted to go through by calling the police on this poor guy, because he asked her... Here's the thing. People are so righteous that they can't even be told... Like, how dare you? Like, all right, you've been talking a bit about people with masks and grocery stores.
Right,
and
the
shit.
Grocery store.
All right, and mm-hmm. let me again.
I am a commando.
Okay,
in
but here's my point. If you don't like it, fuck it. If you're outside in the air in the outdoors, I don't give a shit if you're wearing a mask. Now, if you're standing on my shoulder and you come up talking to me and you're face talker, then you better have a fucking mask on.
Yeah, but you just shouldn't even be up that close talking to me.
No, exactly. Keep your distance. You know, don't come up. You know. I went to the gym. LA Fitness opened in Boca.
To the gym today.
Oh my god! Now they you know, you walk in, you have to have. I've had the mask on when I walked in, but I told my wife I'm not going to wear the mask.
No.
When I'm working out.
Does LA Fitness require you to wear a mask while you're working? Okay.
No, and they must have the air incredibly in there, because when you walk in there, it's like you feel the air moving.
Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's nice.
So it's pretty. So here we are, and you know when somebody. Somebody was telling me the other day, he goes, somebody got mad at me because I didn't have a mask on. They were pointing it out when I was outside. I said, if somebody told me to put a mask on when I was outside, I'd tell them to go, I'd listen, just mind your own business. And you know what? Again, the big message, everybody right now, really, 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 just whatever. You know how when you first time you're on stage, some of the advice you get is no matter how slow you think you're going, you're probably going too fast.
Right. Yes, that's so
right?
true.
So
yeah.
excitement. So here's my advice to this country, every citizen. Is no matter how crazy you feel about what somebody else is doing, don't worry about it. Worry about you.
Although, in my defense with the Publix, okay, because I don't care about mask or no mask. I wear a mask most of the time. Sometimes I don't. I just went into Pollo Tropical, I got my rice and beans, and I didn't wear a mask.
Hmm.
But my thing is the directional.
Well, how would you have felt? Because you brought it out when people, you've been in a building and somebody, then you said something. So how would you feel if somebody said something to you right then? Would you go, oh, you know, you're right. Or would you have been confrontational?
I wouldn't be confrontational. I'd be like, fuck off when I'm like halfway to my car. You know, that's just me though. Yeah. Is that confrontational?
No, I wouldn't be confrontational. I'd just say, fuck off.
I would be like, motherfucker. No, but. But I do get, and I have backed off of the people going the wrong way mm-hmm. in Publix because I just don't care anymore. I'm listening. Like, my boyfriend's very concerned about me getting right. shot at
yeah.
Publix.
Yeah,
he won't even go with me anymore. And
and he shouldn't, by the way. My wife goes shopping. Go by yourself. Like, we're not going to add to the potential risk.
Pays for the groceries?
What do you mean? She's got a supplemental platinum card. She does whatever she wants. My wife's got coin. I was able to get her unemployment insurance. So, hey, listen, I got to say
something.
Wait a
minute. We were doing who was worse.
All right, you're right. Yeah, so.
We were doing who was worse. Right. Let's go back to the crazy bitch with the dog that she strangled in Central Park.
So, first of all, the guys simply asked her to put her on a leash, which is what you want to do. And here's the thing. People don't like to be told things.
People don't like being told
now,
what to do. Absolutely.
Obviously, this woman's racist in her actions. But it also meant, like, if a white man had told her to do that, would she have went, okay, or would she have been even more confrontational with him because now somebody said,
it was almost like that was part of her threat. It wasn't like, I'm going to call the police and tell them there's a man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call the police and I'm going to tell them it's an African-American man.
Yeah, she had her
own
narrative.
That was part of her.
She constructed her own narrative at that moment, and she dungeon mastered it. You know, that's what people do. They want to put everything in like the way it's supposed to be. Like, okay, I'm just going to make this look like you're a black man threatening
right.
me in the
like,
park.
Like, you ain't black.
Yeah, forget
we'll
the fact.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, God. we'll have to talk about that.
Okay, so we know we have a real mental case on our hands with this one. So now who are we comparing her to?
All right, now we are comparing
who
her
to... Who is worse? And you guys on Facebook, feel free to chime in. Who is worse?
All I know is this next woman has gotten into me because I feel so much... sorrow for the child. Patricia Ripley.
All right, that's who I thought we were going to be talking about. I'm so glad.
Let's
talk
about her. From West Kendall in Miami.
Yep, let's talk about her.
This witch.
Yep.
9-year-old autistic son who's nonverbal, which means they don't talk.
Right.
They.
It's got to be very trying.
Challenging to have a child. Yep, the kid's nine, so they spent 9 years. Now, again, I don't know all the backstory. I don't know if her husband left her. Maybe her husband got caught banging a Hooters stripper. Hooters, well, they're about the same. A Hooters girl, and she's like lost her mind. But what does she do? This woman first takes the kid out back where they live.
Oh, was that that a complex what they were first in is where she lived?
I'm assuming, because the neighbors. So she takes him, she must have just pushed him into the canal, hoping he would just drown.
Yeah, there's video of it. Have you seen the video of it?
Not of him being pushed in the canal.
There's video of her throwing her son, pretty much, into the canal and then running off. There's video of it on WPLG.
See, this has been bugging me since the night. I couldn't sleep thinking about the horror for this poor kid. That here's your mother. Can you imagine your mother's throwing you into the canal?
Yes.
And then you see what the kid's thinking. I mean, the kid's smart, I bet. He's probably thinking, my mom's had enough of me.
Right.
You know?
Well, he's probably didn't see it coming.
I would imagine.
I'd imagine he can't swim. She knew that.
Yeah.
But also, how deep are these canals?
They could be deep, especially some of those channel canals could be 20 feet deep, 30, 40 even. Okay. But here's the thing. So... Now, the neighbor, one of the reports I saw was the neighbor saw that, and she wasn't going to do anything until she was screaming at her. She saw the lady.
She ran off. It looked like maybe she was screaming. Mm.
Like someone to help her or something. So supposedly, this lady, the other neighbor said, she didn't come back until I screamed, save him, what's going on? And she got some guy, and some other guy jumped in and got him out.
Right, some guy. She it was weird in the video because I was confused by that. In the video, she kind of throws him into the canal, runs off, and then she's coming back with this gentleman who saved the little boy.
Yeah. And then, you know, okay, so they saved him. Good, right? They God bless. And then what does she do? Oh, plan B.
Plan B, Miccosukee Country Club.
Now, how much later was that?
I'm not sure.
Was it hours later, a day later?
Doesn't matter. It's the same. I mean, like...
Now, how stupid, first of all, you have witnesses that saw you pushed your kid. You know, the kid was drowning, and now all of a sudden you're going to try to say he fell in another lake?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the mental state of this woman was.
She clearly
was on drugs. I don't know what. I mean, clearly she shouldn't be free.
A mom.
Free. Alive, maybe. So, I don't even know if she should be alive.
So, first, again, I'm thinking about that duck, that little duckling, that little baby duck this morning sitting by himself. And then, you know, this is amazing to me because all weekend I've been thinking about this poor kid being thrown into a goddamn canal by his mom to drown.
His own mother.
Your mother, the closest person.
She had
person.
One job.
One job to protect this fucking
right,
kid.
Right, make you feel like you're good enough.
One
job, make you,
when I,
make you
when
feel
I
like
see
you're good
this,
enough in the world.
When I see shit like this happen, it almost makes me give up hope with humanity. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God,
like
I love
it. We have crossed a line where there's just so much righteousness and ignorance that...
Well, the husband. Did you see the husband on the news crying, going, I just want my wife to be able to... That's my Spanish accent. To have her day in
Turkish.
Court... to save her good name.
That name ain't
this
worth
is
nothing.
The most rotten person we've seen since the woman who drove like her kids into the fucking.
Yeah, remember the family, the lady.
Yeah,
drove
I mean, there's so many. I mean, this is not a good name. This is a rotten. And listen, she could have sat there with this nonverbal 9-year-old autistic kid and be like, "Sometimes I swear, I wish I want to kill him."
Yeah,
and I would be like, "I can understand. I can. You can think that it's okay for a woman who's been 9 years struggling with the nonverbal. I would expect her in a support group to go. Sometimes I wish he were dead.
Right.
And I would be like, I understand, but
you don't do it. Yeah, well, that's a difference. You know, you could say, I want to pole vault 19 feet." But that doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it. You got so she then, sometime later, goes to this resort, Miccosukee.
Or a country club. Country I don't think club. It was the resort. Yeah.
It's in some shaded area under a tree and supposedly bashes his head with something.
Did she?
Because the autopsy said he had a... You know,
blunt force trauma to the head.
Yeah, blunt force trauma. So this
time... I
watched
a shitload of Dateline. I've got all the like vocabulary.
The terminology, the vernacular. So, yeah... So she knocks him in the head and throws him back in the water because she can't stand to hear him scream, I guess.
Oh, she's got a heart then. She can't bear to hear him scream.
You know?
Wait, and then the parallel. What was her first story? Let's not ignore the fact that on top of being the most disgusting human being in the world who killed her son, What was her story to the police? I was run off the road by a black man with cornrows. I love how she threw the I mean, like, I haven't seen a black guy with cornrows in really a long time. I mean, she's going 80s. She went retro 80s with the cornrow description. And again, with the black man.
Poor black guy's getting all the fucking guilt, all the blame, man.
Not a good time to be black.
Authorities said the murder was planned. She actually tried drowning him earlier on Thursday, but was thwarted by a Good Samaritan. An hour later, she brought the boy to a different canal. This time, the kid had been thinking, this isn't good. There was no one there to save him, Miami-Dade attorney Catherine Fernandez. You ain't going to get a credit on my show, attorney, said on Saturday. So, she's 47 years old, charged with first-degree murder for the death of 9-year-old son Alejandro.
So who's worse?
She's worse.
She's 100% worse. Yeah. I don't know. The other one's killing a helpless dog.
Well, the dog didn't die, but, you know, I mean, twice. The thing that makes this really
worse.
Evil.
Ripley's
is that
worse. 100%.
She tried it, like you said, made up this whole story about getting, you know, he got kidnapped or something, you know. Oh, did he get kidnapped before you threw him in the canal or after? You know, like this woman clearly has not watched any, like, crime shows. You know,
yes, and so poorly executed. Yeah, I mean, she wasn't even trying to cover her tracks. That's why I'm like, was she on drugs? I mean, it's a very crazy story, which I said from the very minute I heard it that morning. It was like early morning, and I'm like, that's a weird story.
Well, she wins the worst contest. How do you like
that?
She's
definitely the worst.
Right?
Good thing you didn't throw the cops in Minneapolis in there.
Her name is Patricia Ripley.
Patricia Ripley will go down.
Believe it or not.
As one of the worst. I don't know. Like, I think she's worse than, like, Dahmer.
She's up there. Well, yeah. Well, Dahmer's.
Well, it's just a different. I mean,
and he killed people.
He was crazy. He had his own, but he had his. I don't know.
Yeah, he had his own appetite.
God, Facebook, don't tell us all at once who you think is worse.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for your participation. Any rate. So let's move to what I want to talk about and the unemployment. You know, I said it. I got my wife unemployment insurance. I can understand why it's a little tricky.
Mazel tov.
But I got it, and I'm not a computer genius in the least amount. But I was able to get my wife, and I'm still amazed that there's so many people out there that just don't have the ability to, you know, effectively get the unemployment. I signed up in the middle of April. By May, the first weekend of May, she was getting her checks. So, and my wife's 1099, so it wasn't like she's W-2'd, it was an easy path.
Okay.
So, if you are still having issues, here's my first thought. For the most part, usually the ones who bitch and complain are morons because there's a reason why they are not getting it, and they would know it if they weren't that big of an idiot.
So, you're saying they're running into a problem, because I haven't even been on the website, you're saying that there are people who are running into challenges, not because the website's down, but because they actually don't qualify, probably, for unemployment.
And some of the questions, I mean, you have to have somewhat of a good common sense, and, you know.
Like, what are some of the questions?
I don't remember. But, I mean, you know, but like, you have to know your employer ID number, like, if you work somewhere and all this kind of shit. All right, so again, you know, it's almost like, I remember when I used to do door-to-door sales when I was in college to make money. And one of the questions, you want to see if somebody had good credit, you know, so you'd ask them a qualifying question and they'd answer the question, oh, I got good credit, you know, and this and that. And you go, oh, great. Then you go and you make a big sale. You think you're making money and you go back and the credit department says, oh, that person didn't qualify for it. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, they had a repossession six months ago and they had a bankruptcy. So I asked them if they had good credit, I go, yeah. So that person's idea of good credit is obviously relative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know what good credit is. It's like if somebody...
So it's like a question like, are you getting income from any other sources?
Yeah. Or, you know, or have you asked for... You know, so let's say there's...
Have you applied for unemployment in the past 6 months?
Let's say there's a comic who has a regular job and then is trying to get unemployment for that job. But he or she sees that question and goes, have you tried to find other work? They're going to be like, well, yeah, I'm trying to get booked at a comedy club. Then you know, you may not...
So, I would say that, I mean, I was surprised at the number of comics who were trying to get unemployment for their career as a comedian. I saw some people posting on social media questions about filing unemployment, and I'm like, you're not making, like, a legitimate salary. Did you report that money?
Yeah.
Like, did you make so much in comedy this year? You know,
It's not a comedy club. Don't send out 1099s unless you're making a lot of money.
Yeah, well, or if you're working if you're working one nighters. But I mean, yeah, the normal clubs will definitely, you know, established clubs are keeping books
right
on it.
But you, like you said, for the most part, you're not reporting everything. And if you're not really working a lot. You know what I mean?
You're not reporting the money that you're making.
When I say a lot, you got to be making
$25 that Fossil paid you for.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, the cash money and stuff.
And that
like
is
that.
Not a joke about Fossil. That is a book.
Working means you're working 50 weeks a year, 48 weeks a year in established clubs, not a one-nighter here and there. I mean, it is, you know.
Right.
I mean, technically, yes, you are working, you're making cash, but for this purpose, qualification purposes, you're not. So you're right. But here's the interesting thing. Like my wife, you know, she only gets so much because, you know, she's a hairdresser. She only works 2 or 3 days a week. So she got like the $125 a week.
Okay.
So it's $250 every 2 weeks. But with the government, you know, the COVID thing, it's $600 a week as part of the care plan. So here's the thing. Even if my wife, you know, based on that amount, if she said, look, if you just didn't work until July, whenever we can get it, then you would make more money and you'd be home. You wouldn't be on your feet busting your ass because she worked. She went back to work.
Right. So on Thursday. She would make more money being on unemployment.
Yeah. But my wife has character. My wife, you know what I mean? But she said after busting her ass Thursday, Friday, Saturday, she's like, oh my God, Doug, I want to retire. And I'm like,
yeah.
So, but nevertheless, there is a lot of
inclination. I could see where people would be like, yeah, this, I could do this for a while, but that's not how we work. That's not how the world works.
Now, let me ask you this. You're a smart person. So let's say somebody chooses that path and they say, you know what? I'm going to take the government's dime as long as I can. I'm going to milk this thing as long as I can. Now, if you are filing for the unemployment, you have to put, because you still don't have to technically seek work. But if your job offered you your job back, you're supposed to tell
right.
them. But some people say no, and then that's something that may not be caught up with all the nice guns. So that's by fraud. By the way, that's fraud. So if they end up catching it later,
right.
And you may end up owing all that money you got back. I don't want to bust anybody's bubble, but if you get caught, you'll owe all that money back plus interest.
In these conditions, to be honest, I wouldn't be overly concerned about somebody if they extend a week or two of unemployment pay, only because... rich people use the system just as much as poor people use the system. So, I mean, if you game the system a little bit for 2 weeks.
A little bit, but don't take advantage.
You don't. What you don't do is get another job. And like I said, because for 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks before your job's going to pay you. Or, it might be 4 weeks.
Or in our justification, my wife's like, well, she's been unemployed since the end of almost before March.
Yeah.
End of March. So she only got paid April. So I'm like, well, you know what? If they give an extra week, we're going to catch up. But like you said, but when I go on the system next week for the filing, I'm going to say she's gone back to work. Because you have to go back and do that so they know to shut the spigot off.
Right.
And
I have a problem with. If you're on unemployment, you're making more money on unemployment, and then your employer comes back to you, worked at a restaurant, whatever, and they say, hey, okay, we're ready to bring you back. But you're making more money on unemployment.
Right.
Because doesn't that happen too?
All right,
has that been happening? I don't know. Not my arena.
That is a challenge. And it's interesting because it's a challenge because the service industry, as opposed to something, look, you know, for the most part, if you are a waitress, bartender, you're in that type of business.
In the biz, job, ITB.
As long as the economy is good, jobs you can get anywhere. You can go anywhere.
Right.
You can be, you know what I mean? It's not like you have a clientele. Some bartenders do. You got regular. But for the most part, it's not like you're a realtor or you're a financial advisor or
own a marketing firm.
An agency that has clients. So your goodwill means nothing. You know, to be a server, you don't have goodwill. If you're a waiter, if you're a bartender, you don't really have goodwill. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whoever's sitting in the goddamn chair or behind the bar, that's who you're serving. So those people say, and then what are they going to do? They're going to forget how to write down an order, you know?
Right. Or I don't want to work at this restaurant. You have to want to go back to work.
You can't stay on. You know, if you work for a place that's a chain and you're trying to become a manager, you'll probably go back to work because you want to do good. You want to do well. You know, you want to. You don't want to be a schmutz. You know, you mean you want to. You know, I don't know if that's a Hebrew word or
yeah,
a Jewish
no,
word.
No, schmuck. Can we correct you? It's
can
a
I
schmuck.
Is there? Can I make up schmutz?
Well, you know, it's funny because then when, in the process of all this, anybody with a mind, you know, you start to think like, well, what if this lasted forever? And then you know, you start thinking about the like the basic income that people have talked right. about, where everybody has
$2,000 a month.
And then sometimes I'm like, well. Wouldn't that be, maybe that would make sense. Let the inflation happen. So you have a universal basic income. Everybody has their house covered. They have housing. And enough food, money.
I wouldn't say house, but housing.
Money for food. And then you'll have huge inflation.
Yeah.
You'll have huge inflation. And then they'll be stuck with just their house and their food. And
yeah.
Everybody else will be able to, maybe it would work.
I knew someone.
If you want to be a lazy fuck. But don't hate the people who don't. You can't once you have a universal basic income, you can't hate the rich people for fucking working and getting more than you.
Yeah, don't get mad at people who just do things you don't.
Right,
I'm all for that. Yeah, I actually had a. It's funny. I had a friend who's he's older and he's just getting he's got Medicaid. He gets and then he mentioned he goes, oh my God, I got this free food they send, you know.
On Medicaid?
Yeah, like, you know, they give... Meals on... I don't know what it is. But I'm like, I remember when my mom got that. She qualified for it because she was getting Medicaid, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the food would come and it was horrible. It was like cheese and,
yeah, I
like,
can't imagine. I don't even want to think about what
so
it would be like.
So when my friend was going to get it, I'm like, don't... You're so excited to get... Because it's free food. When you're going to get it, you're going to be like, it's used. So if you are a person who just sucks the tit of the government, expect shit.
They want that. There were a lot of people, like I said, who really saw this as an opportunity for.
Well, the Democrats would want to do that now.
Not all of them.
Well,
but a lot of them.
The party, in a sense, is trying to push this. You know, unemployment through end of January of 2021. Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing. And we'll probably talk about this again. But the big discussion is vote by mail or not. And people keep talking about it. And I'm like, look, I don't care what party you're on. It is something that could be riddled with corruption. And in a day and age where we're worried about election interference, whether it's from an outside country, whether it's from inside, whatever it is, if you want to buckle it up, the system up. That's not the way to do it.
Right. I also hear people say like, yeah, but what about absentee ballots? Which then you're like, well, doing more, like that is part of the problem. There is corruption with absentee ballots. Right. So the idea isn't to do more of that. That's the weakest part of our voting system, the absentee ballots. That's the weakest part of the system. We don't do more of what's weak.
Somebody posted something on Facebook. They go, well, that's like, they compared it to doing other stuff, as opposed to, and I go, look, all those other things you're saying have no recourse. If I vote by mail, I have no guarantee my vote was counted. I have no way to track that. I have no way to find out if it was. I have no way to validate if my vote was even placed correctly. I know I could do that when I go in and I punch a system, right? And the good thing about the electronics, if somebody's going to manipulate that, there is a trail. In science, every action
we'll
has a reaction.
Right, we'll get to it. There's a forensics process that could find it.
And it could be qualified. So here's my biggest concern about it. I don't want any reason for November to come, and then we're 8 months into it after the election, still fighting who the fucking president is. Because that's when mayhem occurs, and that's what I don't want. So if you want vote by mail, don't get mad at me and say I'm partisan or I have it. No, it has nothing to do with it. I want whoever wins to win fair and square. We move on, and we keep going one way or the other. Enough of that horse shit. Just saying.
I can guarantee you this. Either way, it's going to be a total shit show.
Yeah, I got a feeling too. Anyway, it's that time.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
All right.
Like I said, good karma. You know that white woman we were talking about? Cooper? What's her name? A white woman who called police on Black Bird Watcher in Central Park has been fired.
That's a real story for sure. She's been fired. She got her dog taken from her.
She's a loser.
Was she married? I wonder if she's on social media.
Black man says, we know the story already, but it says here that Franklin Templeton, financial institution, has mutual funds and money management.
She was a money manager.
Or she worked for the firm.
Or she was an admin.
Following our internal revenue of the incident in Central Park the other day, we have made the decision to terminate the employee involved, effective immediately.
Now, can they charge her with a false 911 call? Because she wasn't really in any danger.
Well, there's no video of, you know what I mean? She could still...
Okay.
I mean, technically, it'd be hard. It'd be hard to... I don't know how many people would probably take that case. It says, we do not tolerate racism. This is Franklin Templeton.
Mm-hmm.
Of any kind at Franklin Templeton. The company said in a statement, and they posted it on Twitter. So she's gone. Now, you know, again, lost her dog.
And pretty unhirable at
now,
this point.
I'm glad, right? Mm-hmm. I'm glad her dog is gone. Because, you know, I'm sure that dog is probably sitting somewhere. You all right?
Yeah.
Fucking, by the way, people on the podcast, you know, Jen is
drinking
and shit in the middle of a podcast. name something you should never do on radio. Eat on fucking... it's funny too, because Minda sometimes when she drinks the water, she likes to strangle the fucking...
Oh yeah, so, I'm a gulper. I'm so, like a
but,
total...
But the crickling of the... drives me batty.
It's disgusting. I will never do it again. What were we saying?
We're talking about, so if she does what I do, if she's licensed and stuff like that, if that was to occur, that's a big issue. Because the minute you're terminated, yeah, that shows on your license, you know, anything, any complaint you ever had, you know, yeah, any of that stuff, you know. But that wouldn't be like your something you're doing in that position. Who knows? She could have been like marketing the mutual funds. Who knows what she did? But she's not doing it anymore. That's the good thing.
She's an awful person.
It's just... You know, so again, sometimes...
She's what's wrong with the world. I bet she's a Dem.
Yeah?
Yep.
You think? You think?
And I love Dems. I have my family's... I have plenty of Dems.
Stop playing both sides. You've been a two-sided person. You're like, I don't want to say this, and I don't want to be...
Because I am. I'm an independent.
I do like what you said, though, about Biden, because it's funny.
Yes.
I mean, listen...
It's brilliant, wasn't it?
You know, I'm going to beat Joe Biden. I couldn't stop. I was so funny to hear that. I guess the latest thing, he wore a mask while he went to the, you know,
the Ford plant.
Everybody make that decision, judge or don't judge. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if I'm outside and it's sunny and it's windy and I'm standing next to my wife, I'm not really going to wear a goddamn mask. And here's the other thing. If it's outside, I'm not going to judge other people for not wearing a mask.
I don't care if you wear a mask or don't.
Here's another thing I don't care about. I don't care that the president played golf on Memorial Day.
I watched a Band of Brothers.
Yeah. You know, why people are just... See what I'm saying about people judging? Like, if you're sitting in a big shit pot at home and you're judging others, there's a reason. You don't like your own life and you're trying to deflect. You're trying to displace all that inability into other people. Don't worry about Trump. Don't worry about the Biden. Don't worry about people
that
have
fucking... Yeah, but they have to worry about him because he's the president. But what's great about Biden is with his big fiasco this week of acting like a total buffoon. And what I love is when in my post, for anybody who's listening, so I briefly, you know, pretty much said, like, good, this, you know, Biden will teach us empathy because now the Democrats will know what it's like to have a total buffoon be the closest thing to what you want for the free world and vice versa. And... I said that hopefully the Republicans won't judge them when they defend him. Was that thunder?
Yeah.
Which is exactly, what's the first thing they do? Oh, but he's better than that. Yep, that's exactly what people try to say about Trump. He's better than that. Oh, but at least he doesn't. Nope, that's what people say about Trump. See, you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it. You're defending your buffoon. You're defending your buffoon. You're doing exactly what people who don't even like Trump, but maybe like have to kind of go with him because he's the closest thing. Defending him just like you're defending the buffoon who sat there and said, you ain't black.
You know, people would always say to me, can you defend when he made fun of the person, this and that? I go, I'm not going to defend anybody's actions.
Right.
I either tolerate them or I don't. You know, I also understand. You know, I'm like even the goddamn lady, with the dog. Like, you know, I have to hold people in their highest places. I have to assume she had a lot of bad days. She had a big problem. You know, who knows? She could have had a...
I think she's probably always just bitching around that. But
she seems to be you know what I mean? Her attitude, you could tell.
She's probably lonely.
By her mannerisms. Yeah, you know, who knows?
Can't have a relationship. I assume she's not married.
You think she's heterosexual or you think she's gay?
No, I think she's hetero.
Yeah.
I think she's hetero and very single. She's probably, you know.
Help. Yeah. Well, She's, you know, she isn't the worst though. She's the second worst today.
She's the second worst.
The second worst. Anyway, it's just great. You know, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
I love it. I couldn't. I mean,
and
like,
people. Here's the thing that's always funny when people will make excuses for that, and then, like you said, and then they'll go. Then Trump will do something. They'll say something like that. And you're like, listen. Be consistent one way or the other. You know what I mean? You cannot, one minute, well, this is different. It's worse than what this. No, it's not. Right. It is not. I mean, it's almost.
He's what? A sexually harassing, racially insensitive idiot?
I don't get even watching all those videos of that perv smelling people's hair. I mean, I would not be surprised if one day we find out that he, you know, Sam Tripoli, conspiracy, tinfoil hat, comic, very funny. I'm sure he thinks that he eats babies. Right, they think lizard people, and I think if there's ever a lizard person, it's got to be Biden.
Joe Biden.
He's got everything. Florida woman has to stand up in all this. You know, Florida's partially open. We went to BJ's restaurant on Memorial Day for dinner. On Sunday.
Okay.
It was that you couldn't sit at the bar, but they put tables up against the bar, high tops.
Nice. So you kind of get that bar experience. Yeah.
Florida woman arrested after kissing strangers at a bar. Calling 911 on the same bar for violating distance rules. See, again, this is like, here's somebody who's...
I think distance rules are important, though.
They should be. But then why are you kissing everybody and then yelling at other people because they're not keeping their distance?
Ugh, I have no faith. I don't know if I can take humanity anymore.
I'm telling you.
I think I'm just going to stay home, do this kind of stuff.
Listen, we all like to return to some semblance of normal when it comes to socializing at local bars. But here, a woman in Florida was arrested earlier this week after allegedly trying to kiss the patrons of a Brevard County bar and then repeatedly calling 911 to report.
People who wouldn't kiss her?
People that were ignoring social distancing. Yeah, I mean, people looking at her, she's not a good looking woman. Yeah, she's a solid three.
She's not a stable woman.
No. No one wanted to kiss her. Police in Melbourne, Florida, arrested Audra Adams, 32, on charges of trespassing and disorderly conduct, among other charges, after responding to the Monkey Bar and Grill, which, actually, the Monkey Bar and Grill was my old soccer coach used to own that. I don't know if he still does. On the night of May 12th, where they found Adams in the parking lot refusing to leave, according to the arrest. Now, if you're ever out in the park, you ever pull up in a bar parking lot, and that happens a lot in Daytona, and somebody's refusing to leave, that was an interesting story. You know, when people just don't leave a bar.
I have participated in not leaving a bar.
Yeah.
For sure. I haven't witnessed it, but I participated in it.
The bar owner told police that Adams had tried to kiss random patrons inside the bar before she was asked to leave. Adams initially refused, but when she then wandered into the parking lot, where she continued to refuse to leave, according to the arrest report, police offered to call her a cab or phone her family to come pick her up. But instead, she sat on the ground and stated that she would not go.
Hell no, she won't go.
What a... You know what I mean? Just...
I mean, I'm sure she was probably three sheets to the wind.
Yeah. Dead to me.
She was probably...
Then we went to kidding. Fags.
She's boring. What else we have?
A radio station denied a caller a prize because he'd mispronounced a pop star's name. Then the star himself waded in.
Who's the star that we've probably never heard of?
This is from London.
Oh, it's one of them guys, one of those Brits.
From across the pond.
From across the pond.
Spandau Ballet.
Spandau, not Spandau. Oh, no. Cheeky.
Spandau Ballet. Frontman and 1980s icon Tony Hadley had stepped in to solve their bizarre controversy erupting in Singapore, earning a man a cash prize for clarifying exactly how the star's surname is pronounced.
Is it?
The gold singer was relaxing at home in Buckinghamshire, England, during the lockdown this week when he discovered he was the subject of a week-long furor thousands of miles away in Bangkok. The uproar centered around a national radio station which has asked listeners to identify 14 celebrities just by their voices.
Don't they all sound the same? You know what? I don't care about these people, but let me ask you this. The Broadway singer who has the coronavirus. Have you seen this on the news where he has his wife and she's always making videos, like talking to his fans? But the weird thing is, I'm like, I've never heard of this person.
Yeah.
But his wife, I think she just loves the attention.
Yeah.
It's like so weird, like when someone's sick, but then the wife, like, is, yeah. she keeps making all these videos like, guess what's happening? But she's all like done up. She's all put together. And
you
she's
think
like,
some people...
guess what's happening? Daddy's awake. And it's like clearly all about her and has absolutely nothing to do with this. And like, and then I'm like, who's she talking to?
You think some
Does
of these people...
Does this guy have fans? I've never fucking heard of him.
Do you think some people lied and said they had COVID just for the attention?
Yes.
I'd like that... Was that guy who's on... that gay guy who's friends with...
Andy Dick?
No, the other guy does a talk show on E.
Bravo. Andy Cohen, yeah.
Andy Cohen.
Did he have COVID?
He says he did. He says, well,
he thinks he
was
did.
On Howard Stern, which I don't listen to anymore. I just can't take it anymore.
He thinks he had it. There's a lot of people who are like, I had it. And then they're like, I think I had it.
They do it for attention. You know, it's like, I'm a survivor.
Right.
You know,
there's a big difference between having COVID and thinking that you had COVID.
Or even if you did. Remember, 97% of the people that get tested positive for COVID just have a cold or flu. It's not like they're in the hospital trying to suck their last breath.
Right. I saw an article today that 99% of the people who died of COVID, this is in Bloomberg, this is legit, not French news. 99% of the people who died from COVID in Italy, 99% of them had one, two, or three, some of them all three, heart disease.
Complicating, Jay.
Diabetes and high blood pressure.
Right.
I mean, just take high blood pressure alone. There's a lot of healthy people walking around right at the gym with high blood pressure. So.
Yeah, well. What's up, Kevin Holly?
Hi, how you doing, buddy? So as far as the Brit who had his name pronounced, if that's the biggest problem he has going on right now in the world, is that some radio announcer said his name wrong? You ever have somebody, you ever have the host introduce you by the wrong name?
Doogie Alamedia.
Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you this. Host gets up, completely fucking butchers your credits and your name. What should they, say something to you like...
Sorry. Yeah, most of the time, if an MC screws things up, they feel bad.
I would feel terrible. I did it to Mike Murillo one time, and I felt terrible. I was like, I don't know why I could not get his name right, and I fucked up his name, and I felt so bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Mike. I'm so sorry that happened. I felt horrible.
Yeah, at our Ebony and Olive show in Miami Improv, Lalo Rodriguez completely fucked up my intro.
Did he? Yeah.
He felt bad about it. But, you know, hey, that happens. And if you are a host, don't feel bad at bringing a piece of paper on stage and fucking writing
it
down.
And get it right. And if you get it wrong, maybe just be like, oh, at least, like, I've had people do it and totally, I don't get a lot of respect. Though,
right? Mohammed Shalin called the radio station on April 21st to offer his answer and got everyone correct, but the station felt he had mispronounced Hadley's name and decided not to award him 10,000 Singapore dollars, which equates to about 45 cents American. No, it's about $7,030. No, that's a good amount of money.
That's a good amount of money.
So weeks later, another caller gave the same list and was crowned the winner. Says here that is until Shellen tracked down Hadley himself. And then the star waited in. Can you imagine? You get the guy whose name you mispronounced. Well, you know, it could be Hadley or Hadley.
Is it Hadley or is it Hadley?
But we don't care about that.
Are you
story.
Hadley?
This is
Hadley.
Great...
Are you hard right now?
A
little bird wants to know if you're hard, Hadley.
This is a great story. India captures spy pigeon suspected of working for the Pakistanis.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of spy pigeons. That's
really?
A real thing, yes.
What do they have, like a camera on them, you mean? They fly around?
Yeah,
really?
You can train pigeons to, like, go and come back. I had a neighbor who did it.
Right, yeah.
And he would call them, he'd be like, and they would come back, I mean, something like that, but yeah.
Is that a Puerto Rican pigeon?
Yeah, so they could put little spy pigeons.
Wow, I didn't, like, so, I mean, they have carrier pigeons, I know, it's been around.
Yeah, send out a bird.
A pigeon suspected of being trained as a Pakistani spy has been detained near a disputed border in India. Talk, pigeon.
Who's it? Do they waterboard the pigeons? Yeah.
Who's your handler?
You're going to sit in that cage all night.
You ain't going anyway. No food for you.
You're not going to shit on anyone's head for 2 weeks.
The pigeon painted pink was captured Sunday by villagers in Manyari, located near the international border.
So does it make, would Pakistan be trying to spy on India? I mean, what does India have that Pakistan wants?
While it's unclear where a bird came from, it's reported, my screen just went crazy, reportedly believed the bird flew from across the border in Pakistan. The pigeon, suspected to be trained in Pakistan for spying, has a ring with alphabets and numbers written on it. A police source told the paper, though, the birds have no boundaries, and many fly across international borders. Imagine a bird flying gets stopped. Check.
Right. Does he have to go through customs?
Let me see your papers. Says here that the coated ring tagged the captured pigeon's body is a cause for concern, blah, blah, blah.
This sounds like a great Pixar movie.
Yeah. Police superintendent says it's unclear whether the bird was intended to spy, but it did have binoculars and a notepad.
I wonder if I can do one of the voices for the birds when they do this movie. I want to have a voice of one of the birds.
Yes.
That's not good.
I'm going to fly to Pakistan and learn everything that they have.
I don't know what I'm doing here. They just make me come and come back.
I just go and then I come back.
We're hired.
I don't do nothing.
We're hired. We got booked.
I don't take pictures. I don't have camera.
Hello. Didn't mean to be here.
All right. Enough of that fucking story. This is a one in a million story. U.S. family turns in $1 million found on the street.
Wait, U.S. family found $1 million and turned it in?
Yes, the family, I think they're called the Dumbasses.
Was that in
dumbasses.
Large bills? I mean, what the fuck? What is that? I don't even know what $1 million looks like.
Washington.
Outside of
a sheriff's department in the U.S. state of Virginia praised a family who turned in two large mail bags they found in the middle of the road filled with nearly $1 million in cash.
Idiots. Idiots.
That's their name, Emily and Bill Idiot. Emily Shantz told local news that her family was out driving on Saturday when they ran over one of the bags.
So stupid.
At first, the family thought they had hit a bunch of trash, then found another bag in a nearby ditch. It was only after they returned home they realized that they had nearly $1 million. All right. Now, hold on a second. They ran over what they thought was garbage, and they put it in their car.
Well, what? Maybe they saw the other, but I don't know. The whole story, I mean, like, who finds $1 million and doesn't keep it? That's weird.
They realized they had nearly $1 million in cash in the back of their pickup truck wrapped in plastic inside two bags. But instead of hanging on to the windfall, the family turned the bags into the local sheriff's department and
got
nothing.
Why would you do that? I mean, it's the classic. They've done a ton of movies where, like, you find the drugs or you find the money and it turns out to be drug money or whatever. And then you're
how are they going to know you got it?
Chased by the cartel. But, like,
all right, let's say you and I are having to be in a car. We drive down the street. We run over these two bags of money. We realize it's $2 million in cash. I put it in the
trunk. Yeah, you get $1 million. I get $1 million.
Yeah.
Maybe. I might only give you seven.
What's the first? Well, like, I'm going to throw you out of the car.
I get $1.2 million and you get. Can you all hear me still?
Since yeah, I think all right.
I think we did okay.
Yeah, as long as it. So my question to you is: if we are going to take it, what's the first thing you're going to do before we leave the scene?
Before we leave the scene,
right?
The first thing we're going to do before we leave the
scene. Yeah, I mean, you decided. You're saying, Doug, we're taking this money.
We're getting the money. We're putting it in the car, and we're going to a hotel room.
Wow.
Not like that, but, you know, in case we're being followed, we don't want them to follow us, back to our house.
We got to look around to see there's no cameras, right? And there's somebody could pick us up, you know, and then.
What do I care? I found it. Finders, yeah, losers, then, find.
You're worried about the mob. You're worried
about. What is it? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, yeah, bitch.
That's not in the law book. But listen, here's the thing. If you're going to do it, you got to make sure you do it right. So if we're going to put that in, we say we're going to keep it. You got to make sure there's no that stock was not documented anywhere.
Look, if I drop $20,
right?
All right, and somebody finds $20, that's their $20.
Yeah, but no one's going to go looking for the $20 they lost.
Truck drops $2 million and I find $2 million, that's my $2 million.
I get you. But, you know, my point is, if you're going to do it, you want to do it without waking up one day and your head getting chopped off.
It'll be worth the risk.
So if you're gonna do that, you got to make sure you got to see if there's any cameras around there, so somebody can at least know what it is, or your car, and then you go home with a little more comfort knowing how can they find out that we took it. You just got to make sure you cover your bases. That's all I'm saying. For someone so honest and willing to give that much $1 million back, it's exceptional. Yes, it's unheard of with all these other fucking morons out there right now, killing their kids and calling the police on perfectly good people just looking at birds.
Putting their knees on their necks and killing them.
Yeah, that was that in Minnesota, you said?
Minneapolis, yeah.
Minneapolis?
Fired right away. Not even an investigation.
8 minutes? 8 minutes he had his neck, knee on the guy's neck?
Yes, something. The whole video, I think, was 10 minutes.
He died on the scene or later?
They weren't clear about that. An ambulance came. He definitely died. But another cop, but he stopped speaking during the process. There was another cop there. Not once did the other cop, get you know, him. Say, yeah. Hey, can't breathe.
Doing? Yeah, get off him, dude.
Get off of him.
Hmm. Horrible.
Fuck.
Speaking of horrible.
Although, can you know, here's the problem with these things, with the crazy bitch in Central Park.
Right.
And this is what I, and this, because I get, what drives me crazy, is this is awful. There is a problem. There is an issue. But can we not say that, why do all white people feel like this is, like, I saw a meme today that my buddy in Baltimore put up of, like, a picture of Colin Kaepernick kneeling. Right. And it's like, everybody has a problem with this, but they don't have a with this kneeling, but they don't have a problem with that kneeling. I'm like, I don't know one motherfucker. I've not come across one person today who's okay or defending what fucking happened in Minneapolis.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, where does that even come? Like, can you just not blame all? I won't blame all black people for the dudes who fucking mugged me when I was 13, okay? Right. Or when I got carjacked. I'm not going to blame all black people for what happened
it's ignorant,
to me.
It's ignorant for...
In the
for,
few times that I had violent offenses against me from black people. But can you also not blame all white people for...
Well, no, there's a reason for that. They have a justification for it, and that's the imbalance. But, you know, I mean, if you... Like you said, like, you know, I'm not, you know, you okay, so you want white people not to think that all black people are criminals. I'm all for that, but at the same time, you can't say all cops are this or...
Yeah, all cops, stop with these blanket statements. Yeah. I don't feel that way. I don't know, it's just, and I don't
know
anybody...
And it's hypocritical to say, don't do this.
My ex-husband might feel that way,
don't do this, but I'm going to do it. You know, it's almost like it's the same Hippocratic thing between the gay community and the religious community. You know, you can't tell somebody how to live their life,
right?
And well, you really can't judge how they live their life. You know what I mean? So if a religious person is telling that person you're sinning, that look, that's their they're going to answer to their God if they don't believe in it. You just worry about yours,
right?
You know
exactly.
What I mean? And but at the same time, for a gay person to sit there and say, "How you're an idiot because you believe in ghosts and fictitious," but you have no. Listen, then you have no respect for me, then how would you expect me to respect you?
Right. Just lay off the memes about, like, what white people
do. Just people
do,
trying to get, like, credit. Look, this is like the person, that's all they're trying to do. They're all trying to get the next goddamn thing. Everybody's trying to move on to the next motion. They think they're going to become superstars. Here's one person. This is one story. I don't know if we're going to, how much further, but I got, okay, we're going to do this. Pakistan, I don't know if you heard this. There was a, Pakistan's in the news. There was a plane crash in Pakistan.
When?
100 people on a commuter flight this week. Last week, Pakistan plane crash survivor. Two people survived, 90-something people. Can you imagine?
Wait, there were 100 people on the plane.
90-something people on the plane.
90-something on the plane, and two survived?
Yeah, and they landed in a house near the airport.
Was it the pilot and the co-pilot?
Nope.
Was the pilot and the stewardess?
One guy was a pretty well-known person in a bank. We worked at a bank, and this guy. But I thought, passenger Mohammed Zubair was one of the least, at least two passengers who survived after the Pakistan International Airlines Airbus 320 came down in a residential area. Health authorities in Sindh province said 97 deaths had been confirmed. They don't know how many people were on the ground living in those houses just watching Netflix and chill. The pilot had reported technical fault after one of the landings said Mayday, Mayday, went down. This survivor came out and said, all I saw was fire. Could you imagine being one person that's, I mean, think about
What did he see around him? Imagine
he said,
like,
fire. He said he was knocked out by the landing, like when it crashed. When he woke up, all he saw was fire and ran to the light. All he saw was the light, and he ran to the light. So that's good advice if you're ever in a plane crash. Run to the light.
No, you don't run to the light.
Maybe that's the exit door in mid-flight.
You don't run to the light. You don't ever run to, unless you're done, unless you're ready to go.
Well, he ran
then
to the
run
light.
Into the light.
And good for him. But, you know, what am I, like, think about that, like, amazing, you know, 90-something, everybody dies. Two people walked off that plane crash. and one guy was in the hospital. This guy went for a little minor shit, but could you imagine 90-something people die and you...
I wonder if their family members were on the plane. Because then they have to have that survivor's guilt.
Like, yeah.
Why did I live? And she didn't.
Yeah, that's happened.
I know.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But that's another day. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Next week, survivor's guilt.
That's right. Another game of who's worse. I want to thank Jen Hellman for joining
Thanks
me today.
Thanks for having me today. Thanks for everybody who signed in. And
that's it, guys. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And go to our fan page or on Facebook, or Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where you can catch these live if you listen to us on the podcast. Go to Podbean, our home site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. It's a be a patron. Donate $1, $2 a month, $3 a month. If you watch us and everybody, oh, look, everybody hanging up now.
Word.
So go in there and donate $1. Money goes to the co-host gas fund, by the way. Big announcement. I might be starting my own little new podcast with me and Lenny.
Okay,
Travis.
I love Lenny.
Because we're going to have Lenny on our show, but the way it's working, it might just make more sense for him and I just do a Zoom show together.
Oh, I love it. Have you as a guest sometime.
Yeah.
That's
why I told you, if you get like a little thing set up at the house.
I can set up whatever you want.
We could do like the reports from, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd like to cover some hot topics.
There you go. Anyway, guys, there are no comedy shows for me this week, of course. But I'm glad. I think I'm going to be heading to Nevada, Laughlin and everything in July, because I think by July we might be having some,
Is that the World Series?
No. Oh. It's just I'm headlining Laughlin Edgewater Casinos. And
excellent.
Yeah, so, and I got the wife going with me, too. So
super.
Let's see comedy come back. And all those comedy clubs, the Miami Improv is open. The
Palm Beach Improv
is opening this weekend.
Vasani's I saw is open.
Vasani's.
Morgan's place is
Laughing
open.
Laughing Comedy Cafe. So if you can, wear a mask. Go watch live comedy.
Save
the business. Other than that, guys, thanks for joining us. God bless. And we'll see you next time right here at the same spot.
Bye.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.